Well, welcome to our Teaching Fishing podcast this week. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Thank you for joining us. We've got a pretty interesting show this week. We've got our good friend from Worldwide Marine Insurance, Bob Llewellyn, will be with us this week talking about boat insurance. Yeah, boat insurance. You know, most of us, as I've become friends with Bob and talked to Bobby over the last couple of years, I realize that most of us are underinsured or wrongly insured, or we're missing something in our policy that's going to make a big difference if we have a claim. So Bob's been nice enough to take a few minutes to join us today. We're looking forward to talking to him in just a few seconds. We're going to talk a little bit about GPS and how to actually use your GPS to tell your fishing story on the water. We're going to talk about what's coming up at Teaching Fishing in our seminars and let you know about some information for our fall walleye education weekend. We're really excited about what's going to happen down there in Heron, Ohio. So stay tuned for the Teaching Fishing podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. We'll be right back.
Fall is trophy walleye time. And the best way to experience a fantastic fall walleye fishing in Lake Erie is to attend a Teaching Fishing Walleye Education Weekend. Join Captain Lance Valentine and members of the Teaching Fishing staff for a weekend of fishing, fellowship, and education. A walleye education weekend combines fishing, seminars, on and off water workshops, and information sharing on the water to provide anglers an opportunity to hone their fall walleye fishing skills and have a chance to catch the fish of a lifetime. Held in Huron, Ohio, on world-famous Lake Erie, a walleye education weekend includes lodging, meals, boat launch and storage, seminars, workshops, waypoint lists, and much more. Anglers without a boat are always welcome and will be paired with boat owners willing to take a new fishing buddy out for a day of fishing. Spots are limited and fill fast, so check out the details at walleye101.com, click on the Walleye Education tab, and sign up today.
All righty, welcome back to the Teaching Fishing podcast this week. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Our good buddy Bob Llewellyn from Worldwide Marine Insurance is on the phone with us, taking a little bit of time out of his, I'm sure, fairly busy insurance guy schedule. So Bob just got back from Devil's Lake, North Dakota fishing, and he's not just an insurance guy, but a fisherman also, which makes it nice. So Bob is joining us from Grand Lodge, Michigan, Worldwide Marine Insurance. And Bobby, thank you for taking a couple minutes this morning and joining us.
Oh, good morning. My pleasure.
All right, buddy. Well, let's do this. You know, you and I have talked for the last couple of years, and you've done some work with some of our Walleye 101 guys. I'm going to make this easy for you. Let's talk about this. When you look at a customer or a potential customer's marine policy, what are you looking for? What are the things that are key to you that say this is a good policy or this is a bad policy? What are some things that guys should look for when they review their insurance?
Well, the biggest mistake that people make is that they purchase a boat and they call somebody who specializes in something other than watercraft insurance. And really, it's no different than buying a classic car at the Barrett Jackson auction. I mean, you're certainly not going to spend $50,000 on a classic car and call somebody that sells life insurance. And that lies the biggest problem. And there are some homeowners companies that do have adequate coverages, but generally they really don't. That's not their forte. It's not something that they normally do. They primarily focus their energies on home and auto. Carriers that I represent, we write nothing but agreed value policy forms. So all of the coverages are designed by a fisherman for a fisherman. You know, what I do is I educate them on all the coverages. Okay, when you go to most companies, they write standard actual cash value or ACV contracts. And how an actual cash value policy works is it works exactly the same way as your truck. Okay, you buy a new truck today for $50,000 and you total that truck out a year from now, you know as well as I do, you're going to be lucky to see $40,000. Okay, we don't write actual cash value policies. We write agreed value policy forms. So you take a guy that's got an ACV contract that just financed his boat for 10 years, if he has a total loss 2 years down the road, he's going to be $15,000 or $20,000 upside down. So we write nothing but agreed value policy forms. And what that does is it guarantees you a set amount. If I insure your boat for $50,000 today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, if you have a total loss, that's the amount that you're going to receive. It's really that simple. You know, all the companies that we represent have towing and emergency service, and it's available everywhere. Okay, a lot of towing and emergency service policies won't be able to pick you up in certain areas, like inland bodies of water or, you know, in certain areas. So you really need to understand all the coverages, and that's the most important thing.
I know that's something we came across with one of our guys was one of the things, you know, they were a Boat U.S. I definitely don't want a Dog Boat U.S., but they were a Boat U.S. member, and they talked to you, and they did a lot of inland lake fishing and found out that, hey, if I'm at Burt Lake and I break down, and need a tow, I don't have a chance of getting a Boat US guy. So
and you know, there's nothing wrong with Boat US as a company, but you need to understand
where you fish and what you need.
That's exactly right. You know, there's companies out there. You know how many guys I've talked to since I started working with your members that had policies that excluded the Great Lakes?
You know,
probably 15 of them.
That was something I wanted to get to. You are not automatically covered for the Great Lakes just because you have a boating policy. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. See, what happens is when you go to a standard property and casualty agent, 9 times out of 10, who are you talking to? You're talking to a customer service representative that wouldn't know an HDS-10 from a blow dryer. And that's the person that's going to physically sit down and design your coverages. When I met a gentleman last year at the MPA conference, and he called me just before the most recent conference, and he said, you know, Bobby, I sit through your seminar last year, and I planned on moving my insurance to you, but my wife renewed it before I had an opportunity to swap it out. And he asked me if he brought his stuff, if I would review it and walk him through what he had. This gentleman lived in Oconto, Wisconsin, which is right on Green Bay,
yep.
He exclusively fishes Green Bay, and for the 5 years that he owned his 621 Ranger, it was insured with coverage excluding the Great Lakes, and he had no idea that his policy excluded the Great Lakes. And all this person that designed the coverages didn't do was check the little box that says Great Lakes. And it all comes down to, it's not what they do. You know, it's really that simple. If you called me and asked me a question on a classic car, I'd say, Lance, I don't know squat about classic cars. You need to call somebody that specializes in classic cars. Same way with motorcycles, same way with RVs. And I really think guys thought that if they came to a specialty agent that it was going to be more expensive. And ironically, it isn't, because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be more competitive than the company that you have now, because when you go to an insurance carrier that understands that risk, okay, they've studied watercraft, they've studied fishermen, they know what the loss ratios are in the Great Lakes. They're very, very small. So their rates are adjusted accordingly.
Well, you know, my wife happens to sell health and life insurance for a independent agency, and I hear all the things she's going through, especially now with the health thing. I mean, she brings all that home, and I have to hear all this stuff. And I shake my head and go, you know, why wouldn't somebody go to an insurance expert to have this? Because look, you know, like you said, we're spending, you know, even a small boat nowadays is, you know, $25,000-$30,000 up to $70,000-$80,000. You know, I make my living on my boat, so you know, I've got to get stuff turned around. I've got a lot of equipment on. I need to be covered. You know, it's amazing how many guys don't search out someone who actually knows the business. And, you know, so glad we found you a couple of years ago, and we've become friends over the years, and you've become a little part of our group. And we really trust, you know, what you do. So I'm glad to have you on the podcast. Talk a little bit real quick, maybe one or two things that guys make the biggest mistake on with their boat insurance. Is it insuring, getting proper value for all their equipment? Is it undervaluing their electronics? What are the one or two mistakes that you see mostly when you review policies?
This is what you need to do. Take a piece of paper from a copy machine, open up a crankbait box, write down what you got. I got 25 number 7 flicker shads at $7 a piece. Set that piece of paper on the lid. Take a photograph of the crankbaits. Guess what? We've got a photograph of it. We've got a description of what they are and a definitive value. And I tell guys to use retail value on all of it. Same way with your trolling rods. Put all your trolling rods up against the wall. Take a piece of paper, write down what you have, put a definitive retail value on it, grab a piece of tape, put it on the wall. When you take a photograph of them rods, take a couple more photographs of the reels, because when you do that, it's going to show the reels and the blank. The other thing that guys don't understand is how personal property or fishing equipment works. And here's a prime example of getting educated, okay? What are you going to do when you go to North Dakota to fish a tournament? You're going to pre-fish for 6 or 7 days, and at the last day, you're going to get your boat ready, and what are you going to do? You're going to take all the stuff out of your boat that you don't think you're going to need for the day, and where is it going? It's going in your hotel room. What guys don't understand is the minute that equipment leaves their boat, it no longer becomes part of the boat. I no longer, or anyone, no longer has it because it's not part of the boat. It's not in the boat. So what I explain to guys when they tell me how much they need in terms of coverages, I say, well, before we raise the value of your fishing equipment, let's find out what you already have in terms of coverage. And I ask them to call their homeowner's agent, find out what they have for on-premise personal effects or personal property and off-premise personal effects or personal property. Once they find out what that number is, we're going to know exactly how to tweak their coverages on our end. Most homeowners' policies or renters' policies provide that extension. But again, to cover your backside, you're going to want to send them the digital photographs and the value of the equipment that you have. So, you know, it's kind of, I kind of make sure you're not paying for something that you already have. And a lot of guys find out the hard way. You know, I'm pretty lucky because most guys know, they know that they can trust me. I do what they do. One of the things that I really try to do that separates me from the rest of the world is I take a lot of pride in my customer service. I make sure that my clients get back on the water as quickly as possible. If you have a claim, my staff pulls your file. It's set on my desk. I call you. Lance, I seen you had a claim. Is everything going okay with the claim? Are there any extenuating circumstances? You know, I had a guy call me on Monday. He had a claim, and he qualified for his club championship. Now, this gentleman lives in Texas. He called me. Had he have called me on Saturday, it would have been done on Monday. That's why I give my clients my
cell phone. Right.
But he called me, and I was still able to get him on the water. His boat was done yesterday. So that's the kind of stuff that I do that very few people are willing to do, and it's because I do what you do. You know, I mean,
right.
How many days do we have in Michigan to fish? You know, we're limited. We're limited in the amount of time that we can fish, and I take it personal.
And that's your customer service and your ability and your willingness to share is one of the reasons that we like to. We're glad you're part of the Walleye 101 family, and we're glad we got you around. So let me ask you this: a guy's getting ready to renew his insurance, or just wants to review. I know that you will do that. A guy can contact you. You'll go over his insurance, and if he's in the right place, you're gonna tell him he's in the right place.
Yeah, you can go to www.worldwidemarineins.com. My 800 number is 1-800-339-1235, and my cell is 517-256-0734. And again, if you're insured properly, I'll tell you, but you're not.
you're doing a lot right, and we appreciate your time today. So we will put a link up to your website on the teachingfishing.com homepage. Again, Bobby, thank you so much for your time. Really looking forward to maybe getting a chance to get together and go fishing this fall. Maybe we'll have you down to our, if you got the time, come on down to our fall walleye fishing weekend, the first week of November. Love to have you down there for a couple days. And
it's been my pleasure, Lance. I really appreciate what you do for the guys, and it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bobby. Take care. Great day. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So there's our good friend Bob Llewellyn from Worldwide Marine Insurance. When you start a segment on a podcast, you really don't know where it's going to go. But some great information. If you've ever had a claim on anything, you know how tough sometimes the insurance claim process can be.
Have you ever wished you had a place that provided answers, insights, tips, and tricks to get the most of your Lowrance sonar GPS units? If so, then stop looking and check out www.lowrance101.com. Captain Lance Valentine and the Teach and Fishing staff have begun to compile thousands of hours on the water using Lowrance units and thousands of hours teaching anglers around the country how to better use their Lowrance units into one easy-to-find and use location. www.lowrance101.com. Check out the articles, video clips, seminars, and on-the-water demos that will help you get the most from your Lowrance units. www.lowrance101.com, your home for all things Lowrance.
All right, well, welcome back to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Tim Walsh here on the video and audio, making me look and sound good as I can, I guess. We want to talk just a few minutes here. We try to throw in some quick electronics things every podcast because they're so important. And today I want to talk about using your GPS to give you good fishing information. Now, obviously there's a ton to talk about, and this is a pretty detailed subject. So if you really want to learn all this, check out our DVD, advanced GPS. It's going to cover all the things we're going to talk about here in real quick amount of time. But, you know, one of the things I see a lot of guys do with their GPS is they get down to a place. So let's take our fall fishing trip to Lake Erie, for example. And I've been there before. I've got lots of information. I've fished there 5, 6, 7, 8 years. But we see a lot of guys, when they look at their GPS, all of their waypoints are numbered. They start at number 001 and go up to however many fish they caught, let's say 200. And everything looks the same. All the symbols are exactly the same, and they just use numbers for their waypoints. Now, that helps, but it's really a bad idea. We like to do some things on our GPS. So what your GPS waypoint should show you, if you do some advanced GPS editing, again, check out our advanced GPS seminar. Our DVD is going to give you all this information. But when I look at a waypoint, I want the color, the symbol, and the number of the waypoint to tell me a couple things. I want to know what month I caught that fish. I want to know what the water temperature was when I caught that fish. I want to maybe know how fast I was going when I caught that fish. Did I catch that fish trolling a crankbait or a spinner? Did I catch that fish going fast or going slow? What direction was the wind? What was the water color, water clarity that day? So if you take the time to edit your waypoints, if you have a Lowrance HDS system, you can change the color and the symbol, and then we can go ahead and edit that waypoint name. We can make it anything we want, multiple digits. We've got some guys in our group who've done a great job of coming up with some systems. But when you look at a waypoint, the symbol and the color immediately should tell you a couple things. So you know that, hey, today the situation is this, the water temperature is this, wind is this direction, I'm looking for walleyes, I need to be fishing my blue X's today, or my red crosses, or my yellow circles. That's very, very important to track fish. So use your symbols, your colors, and your waypoint names by editing all of those to actually show you a fishing story and be your fishing log when you're on the water. If you're just saving waypoints, taking the default number and the default symbol, you are wasting some really cool stuff that your GPS can do. Your GPS should tell you a fishing story. For all the information on this, check out our DVD, Advanced GPS. Check that out. You're going to learn a lot about your GPS. It's not just for getting back home at night, and it's not just for saving a bunch of blue and white diamonds. Learn how to use it to its fullest. You'll catch a lot more fish by having the right information in the boat every time you're on the water.
Looking for honest, reliable fishing information that you can trust? Then check out www.teachinfishing.com. Let the members of the Teachin' Fishing team help you catch more fish through the many articles, video clips, seminars, and podcasts on the site. Link to other great fishing education websites through teachinfishing.com and gain access to some of the best fishing information on the web. www.teachinfishing.com, your first stop to better fishing.
Well, there we go. Another great Teachin' Fishing podcast. I want to take just a few seconds here to tell you a few things that are going on here. First of all, I want to thank our buddy Bob Llewellyn from Worldwide Marine Insurance. Some great information on maybe what we're missing on our insurance and what we need to pay attention to. I'm sure none of us want to get caught with our the coverage not being right if we ever have a problem with our boat. So big thank you to Bob at Worldwide Marine Insurance. Check him out if you need boat insurance. And again, just give him a call and he'll be more than happy to go over what you got and make sure you've got the right stuff. Got some really cool things coming up this month. Dean Cushman, our good buddy Dean Cushman, has been a Walleye 101 student for the last 6, 7 years. He had a very successful angling challenge season. He's become a pretty good fisherman. And he's going to be doing the members-only seminars. I'm going to be on the road working for Motor Guide at some distributor shows. Dean's going to be doing the members-only seminars the second Tuesday of the month in Davison, third Tuesday of the month in Novi. You can find that information on our website. He's going to be doing a great seminar on making good decisions on the water, how to take all the information you've got, water temperature, wind, where your fish are at, bait fish location, how the water color is changing. He's going to talk about doing some research before you go fishing, how to take all of that and make really good decisions on the water. So a great seminar for you who are kind of, you're becoming good fishermen, but you just don't know that next step to become a great fisherman. Dean's going to do a great seminar the second Tuesday of the month in Davison, third Tuesday of the month in Novi for the members only. The public is welcome to that. And then again, remember, the fourth Tuesday of the month, we upload that and you can actually stream that seminar from the convenience of your home or your computer. So check out this month's members only seminar, Making Good Decisions on the Water, with our good friend Dean Cushman. We've also got the Walleye Education Weekend coming up the first weekend of November in here in Ohio. We're going to talk more about that next week with our good friend Travis Hartman from the Ohio DNR. He's going to join us on next week's podcast to talk about what's going on in Lake Erie, what kind of year class we had this year, and why the fall fishing is so good in the Huron area. So we'll have Travis on next week. We'll talk a lot about specifics about fishing fall walleye in Huron, Ohio specifically. So pay attention listen to that. And again, if you want to hear Travis, you want to learn how to make good decisions, you want to have a great experience, check out our Walleye Education Weekend. Go to the teachingfishing.com website under events. Go to the Huron, Ohio Fall Trip. 4 days of hardcore fishing, teaching, and learning. That's where you're going to learn on the water to make good decisions. Going to get a chance to hear Travis do a seminar, our good friend Dave Maul do a seminar that weekend, fish with a bunch of guys and learn a whole lot about fishing in general, walleye fishing in the fall specifically. So check out all that stuff at teachingfishing.com website. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you never miss anything that we're doing. And hey, thank you so much for listening. Get out there, guys. It's fall. It's time to go fish and put the hunting stuff away. Get your deer early. Get out there and get some of those big fall walleye and big fall smallmouth and largemouth that are feeding up. Now is the time to catch your trophy. Hey, we'll catch you next week on the Teaching Fishing Podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Thanks for listening.